The readings of this Sunday are very interesting and appropriate, of course, because our Lord does not give us anything that is not. But we have in the book of the prophet Saint Isaiah something that is very interesting and is very apropos for us in our times. Of course, for all Catholics, for the last 2,000 years, there have been every so often the certain ones. And so here, it is God who speaks to the emperor of the Persians, Cyrus. Now, Cyrus was not a Jew. He was not of the house of Israel. He was not of the chosen people. And yet, God calls him his anointed. He had put him there as king of Persia. And of course, he and his followers that were returned, the Israelites, to Israel and the things of the temple to the temple after they had been captured. They had endured a very, very long, what is called now the Babylonian captivity. On top of that, Cyrus, however, was perhaps, I'm not 100% sure, perhaps one of those of the rulers of the Persians. And even to this day, there are those who follow this, who believe in one God. Now, this was very rare in the ancient world, for all the nations, all the rulers had many gods. But yet, he believed in one God, and this religion, which is a very, very interesting religion, I once did a study on it, is the worship of the one God called Zoroaster. And their followers of this God are Zoroastrians. And even now, in this time, there is in the area of Persia those who follow and who worship the one God, Zoroaster. Now, it was very interesting how God is beginning to move the whole world, not just Israel, but the whole world, to worship him, the one God. And perhaps this is why he tells Isaiah, the Lord says to his anointed, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him. And he did. He conquered all the peoples around him, including Israel, and making kings run in his service. They were all his vassals and did as he wanted. And of course, there's also Darius and some others. Eventually, it would be Alexander the Great who would conquer them, and also Israel and Egypt and Ethiopia. Little by little, God was setting the stage for the coming of the Messiah and for the worship of one God. I think this is very, very interesting. But the fact is that those who are in power, whether they're good or not, whether they're moral or immoral, or evil, they have been put there by God. And you may wonder, why on earth does God put one there or permit this to be to happen? People at the time of Cyrus may have wondered this too. And yet now, behind, as we see, over 2,000 years after this happened, maybe 2,400 or so, we see that there was a purpose for this. As God was preparing the world for the worship of himself, the one God. And, of course, they did not know. They did not have revelation, which Israel did. And then the church, succeeding Israel. But they had little ideas that God was implanting in their hearts and in their minds. So they began to do that which was unthinkable. Zoroastrianism, the one God. In Egypt, a similar situation was taking place with the worship of the one God, Aton. And thus we have Tutankhamen, who is, and he also they also call him Amon. And so Tutankhamen was he who worships Amon, the one God, not the whole plethora of gods. For the most part, most Egyptians worship cats. And thus we have the Sphinx, the cat, crowned with the crown of a pharaoh. All these things were taking place, and who do you think was directing it? That doesn't mean that they were good or holy, but they were there, and they were there because God wanted it or permitted it. Just the same as today, whether it be in the church, you know, the things that are going on in the church are punishment for us not having obeyed for centuries and centuries. Not just Vatican II, centuries and centuries. Since the 1600s, the Sacred Heart asked St. Margaret Mary to tell Louis the 14th to consecrate France to the Sacred Heart. And he wanted to, but he was afraid, and he didn't do it. And 100 years later, his successors, his children, in a way, were beheaded. And then, of course, we have all the other kings and queens and so forth that God has punished, that they have been asked to do what God wants. Since 1923 or so, the Blessed Mother has asked Venerable Lucia dos Santos to have the Pope consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart, and it has not been done. And so we are being punished. We are being punished. Also, for many centuries, the Blessed Mother has been asking the people of God, the children of the church, to pray the rosary every day. And most people, they have not done it. And that includes many bishops and priests. I have no idea about the present pontiff, but I know that St. John Paul II would say the rosary, the whole rosary every day, 15 decades. St. John the 23rd would say 15 decades, all of his life, every day. But not the whole world, not the whole church, not every bishop, and not every priest. And so the things that are happening are the punishment of God. They are willed by God. And it'll be worse before it's all over, because we have not obeyed our God. We will have our own Babylonian captivity because they did not, and we have not obeyed our God. And then the gospel is a similar thing, because here the Pharisees and their connivers with them were trying to lay a trap for our Lord because of the tax. Is it lawful to pay the tax to Caesar or not? And our Lord just basically said, well, give me the coin that is supposed to be used to pay Caesar the tax. And so they look at the coin, he looks at the coin, and he says, whose image is this on the coin? Is it the high priest? Is it me? No, it's Caesar. And thus, he confounds them in his wisdom and in their evil stupidity. Then give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and give unto God what is God's. And of course, the temple had its own coin, its own money, just as the Vatican, even today, has its own coin, its own money. It could certainly be applicable to that as well. And when you went to the temple to pay your tithe and to do whatever it is you had to do in the temple that you had to pay for, you could not use Caesar's money. You had to use the money of the temple. And this is why our Lord overturned the table, because they were cheating the people. Instead of giving them a dollar for a dollar, they made them pay $3 for a dollar. They're very similar to today's governments. But you know, God has put them there for our well-being and our punishment. And so, as a result, When you went to the temple, you gave to God what belonged to God, not what belonged to Caesar. And our Lord put an end to their idiocies. They were trying to trap him, but they did not realize that they were dealing with the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, Almighty God, who created the universe in 6 days. And who allowed them to exist. So let us also listen to God. And listen to the history of our people and of our God and everything that has anything to do with it. Cyrus was not a saint, nor Darius, nor Alexander the Great, nor Augustus Caesar, none of them. But God put them there for our benefit, even though they and we could not see it. And so who knows why those who are in charge today are in charge. Something will come out of it that is good, because only God can bring good out of evil. No one can bring evil out of good, nor can we bring good out of evil. Only God. Remember to pray every day, O God, have mercy on me and help me, for I cannot do it without thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.